Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. New directions in food television. That's the subject connecting our two episodes this week. Today's exploration deals with Tastemade, whose TV service dips in areas of travel, home and design, as well. Executive producer Jay Holzer joins me next from Los Angeles. Also ahead, Hold the Play of LA's Finest, real TV nominees, and NYC, it's time to produce TV again. Extended comments coming up. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get free books when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Great to have you with us on this Monday afternoon for the program all about TV's current and future. A very special day here in NYC because it marks the opening, or I should say reopening, some might call revitalization, of this metropolis, with more than 400,000 people going back to work before the end of today. 76 degrees at the top of the hour. We have a beautiful day, very sunny, very blue skies to get back to. And again, we're delighted to have all of you with us. Great guests coming away in the hour or so ahead. And we invite you to be part of the program. It's very simple. We always give you the opportunity to interact with our guests. And the way you do it, you pick up the phone, you dial in, and you use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you are catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. If you're shy about the phone, no problem with us because we got something even better, a chat room for you. And it's SimonApple04 by name, and you can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Use the phone or the room, either way, you get involved. While the program is on the air, as always, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk speaker or TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions and other people can be live with you. Jay Holder of Tastemade Television is live with us from L.A. after these news notes. Another police-centric television series has been put on temporary ice. In this case, today's debut of L.A.'s Finest, Season 2, on Charter Spectrum's Video On Demand service. The Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba co-starring drama is the third series and first scripted original to be pulled off in recent days. A&E suspended live PD episodes this past Friday and Saturday night, replacing them with live rescue replays. Separately, Paramount Network dropped a season premiere of long-running Cops. No word from Spectrum about a new season 2 launch and the wave of protesting amid the wave of protesting nationwide. Fox maintains season 1 episodes will go broadcast on its network this fall. No change in that policy. Earlier today, the second annual Real TV Award nominations were announced by the Critics' Choice Organization. Two series tied for most nominations, Cheer from Netflix and RuPaul's Drag Race on VH1, both picked up 5. Queer Eye from Netflix earned 4 nominations, followed by Showtime's Couples Therapy with 3. Among public services, Netflix scored 31 nominations, far away more than anybody else. ABC, Bravo, and VH1 had 6 each. The winners will be disclosed on June 29th. Now, quickies, Bounce TV will play BET's Justice Now Town Hall special tonight. More unscripted and off-center variety TV will land on TBS June 23rd. Celebrity Show Off, hosted by Mayim Bialik, matches 5 stars in a content-making exercise from home. Yet another 90-day Beyoncé-inspired TLC series arrives June 22nd, titled B90, as in Before the 90 Days, strikes back. And Border Studio Canal TV and Tanner Productions leader Rolla Barr has joined MGM as president of International TV Productions. We had Rolla on this program years ago when she, as part of Tanner Productions, did the popular miniseries Killers of the Earth that appeared on Starz. And that is news notes for today. 8 years ago, an interesting service started on YouTube TV and other digital and social media called Tastemade. And Tastemade, over the last 8 years, has grown from being just a social media service to a full-fledged plumbing service dealing with food, dealing with matters of living, such as home, design, and travel. Now you can find Tastemade on most smart TV sets and smart devices, and they're making a major push into original programming. And Tastemade is the first of 2 segments we are doing this week, dealing with new directions in the world of food television. Joining us live from Los Angeles, the executive producer of Tastemade Television, Jay Holzer. Jay, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me, Simon.
It's a pleasure. When people ask you, How is Tastemade's view of food programming different from Food Network or Cooking Channel or other programming services that feature food to some capacity? What do you say?
That's a good question. I mean, look, we all operate in the same space. We take inspiration from the same people who have all come before us, people like Julia Child, who kind of invented the kind of stand and stir cooking format. But we really think what sets us apart is our focus on being storytellers. Even if it's as simple as a normal chef to camera recipe video, we want to make sure that there are like important, impactful stories being told behind that. And I think it also shows in the stuff we do that's not necessarily in the kitchen, stuff like The Unadventures, which we're going to talk about, or other programs that we have that to just take a little bit of a more impactful stand outside of the kitchen. We think that storytelling and us kind of being a thought leader in kind of pushing the envelope on what food means sets us apart from people like the Food Network. But we still have great respect for everything that everybody does in the space.
Mm-hmm. Well, given the fact that you, over the last few years, you've grown from being an independent voice amid lots of people into now this major programming service, how did you evolve the storytelling?
Yeah, so it's always been kind of core to what we've done. When we started on YouTube 8 years ago, one of the first shows that we did was a show called Thirsty Four, which we were one of the first people to do kind of the no talent hands and pans recipe content, but we did it all with drinks, and we did it all with kind of culturally relevant drinks from around the world. That show was meticulously crafted. We spent a lot of time obsessing over making sure the music was right and matched the culture of the drink that we were doing, and really tried to think of it from a, hey, we can show you a recipe. Anybody can show you a recipe, and obviously there's been a huge influx of people that are doing kind of that standard recipe video on social. But we really wanted to make sure we told the story behind the dish. And with that first show, we kind of put our foot out there and said, this is the stuff that's important to us. Over the next couple years, we spent a lot of time doing shows that weren't just about food, that were about that intersection of food and travel and culture. And things where we actually got out into the community and spotlighted stories of people that wouldn't necessarily have ever been told. So for us, it wasn't necessarily a switch that flipped. It was kind of an evolution over the last 8 years. And we're very fortunate now that we have this streaming television network, which is the perfect home for us doing these kind of more long form storytelling pieces that work on social, but they work even more beautifully on television.
Was it easy for you and your fellow crew to convince the food world, the cooking world, to buy into your brand of storytelling, your brand of presentation?
Yes and no. I mean, I think we've always thought that food is kind of this universal language that connects everybody on the planet, right? It is the one subject area you can operate in where 100% of all human beings have at least a passing interest in. So we take that responsibility really to heart, right? Food is a way for us to connect peoples and to connect cultures. And so whether it's a recipe video that we're doing here out of our studio in Los Angeles, or one of our many studios that we have around the world, we've always kind of taken that stance of food as this connecting cultural thing. And I think that's allowed us to present some of these stories in a really kind of easy to understand way, and to allow that content to kind of move freely between borders. So a recipe video that was shot out of our studio in Sao Paulo, Brazil, could show up on our English language Facebook, for example. And so we've always had this kind of multicultural global feel to our content that I think has been different from what other people have maybe done.
We're speaking with Jay Holzer. He's an executive producer at Taste Made Television. That is the network devoted to food and all kinds of other pleasures that's running on most smart TV sets and smart TV devices now in year number 8. And tomorrow we're going to talk about one of their latest productions called The Unadventurers, which will be coming up later this month. Jay joins us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Signing off, I'm with you live from New York. Glad to have you with us on this Monday afternoon. We're on Mondays and Fridays at this very hour, 76 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. As I mentioned, this is the first day of the reopening, the revitalization, the journey into whatever normal it will end up being from the coronavirus pandemic here in one of the epicenters, New Webby York. And we're glad to have you with us. If you have a question or comment for our guests, ring it in, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04. My name, our good friend from Philadelphia, Rick Webb, is already in the room. So take advantage of that chat room. It's good to go. Friday on Tomorrow We'll Be Televised, big 90-minute episode for you. We'll kick it off with the co-creators of a Netflix series that's being hailed as a breakthrough in diversity television, especially for people with disabilities. It's called The Healing Power of Dude. You'll meet the co-creators as the husband and wife team, Erica Spottis and Sam Wittenberg-Weisberg. And then we will meet the executive who oversees what may be one of the most important ventures, not only in food television, but interactive television, Food Network Kitchen. We will have, from Discovery, the Senior Vice President and General Manager of Direct Consumer Services, Tyler Whitworth. And finally, you'll meet the Chairman and Chief Executive of a network that's fast-growing in the smart TV space called LiveX Live. His name is Robert Ellen, and LiveX Live is doing some very interesting things in the world of entertainment, maybe some interactivity too. That's all coming up Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, jam-packed episode for you right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. So, Jay, let's talk about one of the new programs that's coming up on your service. It's called The Unadventurers, and it's got a quite tantalizing or appetizing premise.
Yeah, so The Unadventurers is a show that we did in collaboration with Hyundai, and the thesis of the show is that there are millions of Americans who have never left their home state. And so we set out to make a show where our host kind of met up with some of these people and took them on their first ever journey outside of their home. We took journeys across state lines and kind of showed the transformative power that travel has when you kind of broaden your worldview and see things that you've never seen before. So it's a really, it's a show that's really close to our hearts. It was a blast to make. And we think we told some really impactful stories and frankly changed the lives of the people that were on it.
Was the program developed in-house or did Hyundai, your principal advertiser, come up with the idea?
Yeah, so they had the seed of the idea. So they had the initial insight that that there was, I think it was 3.4 million Americans had never left their home state. And that was something that had come out just in kind of their normal market research through one of their agencies. And then we worked directly with InOcean, the creative agency, and Canvas, the media agency, to kind of develop the show further and really – really understand how we could take that seed of an idea and turn it into a full half-hour television show.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn along with your production team about these people journeying outside their doors for the first time?
Yeah, I think when we started this, we had a pretty good idea of what the just what the archetype of the person was going to be, right? Somebody who's never left their home, like immediately we start to think of like, this is somebody who maybe just hasn't had the financial means to travel. Somebody who maybe hasn't, just doesn't realize the value of travel and has never needed to. But what we found is we found stories that were just different than we expected, right? Like the first episode is a single mother who works for an airline cleaning planes. She's in the travel industry, right? So she is close to this every single day. But she's always had like a nervousness around travel and a nervousness around leaving her son. So in that episode, it was really our host really took her on a journey, not just to get out of the Atlanta, Georgia area, but to get out of her comfort zone and experience things that she'd never seen before. And so it really, when I travel, I feel like some of my most closely held worldviews are because of going and visiting other cultures, and going and seeing other cities that aren't my own. And so to see people, even just within the U.S., get to experience that same thing was really powerful.
How do these people get found? Were they perspective from all over the country? Did they have to submit some basic facts about themselves and how they live and why they and their own reasoning for why they don't travel?
Yeah, we actually had a nominator process. So so similar to how a show like Queer Eye works, where we had our casting team kind of put out some posts around the country, looking for people to nominate a friend, a family member, or a loved one who had never traveled, and to tell that story. And then from there, we did kind of a traditional casting process, and we had our casting team Skype and email and really kind of get to understand the reasons and the desires and the motivations behind all these people. And then we, in concert with Hyundai and their agencies, kind of narrowed it down to the four stories that we're telling within this first run.
Mm-hmm. How does food play into the episodes?
Yeah, I mean, food and travel are hugely connected, and I think our best food programming and our best travel programming usually share the core DNA, which is about discovery of something you didn't know about and storytelling. And so the show is ultimately a road trip. And I know, at least personally, when I road trip, picking out the places along the way that I'm going to eat at is a huge part of that. And so in every episode, we definitely had one or two food stops that that our cast and our hosts went to that were different from the places that they would have tried in their normal city. But really, I mean, I think one of the powerful things about Taste Made the Brand is that we are, as you mentioned at the top of the show, we are a more broad lifestyle network. And so this is one of the this show features food less than many of our other programs. But because we've built this big tent for all lifestyle programming, I think it fits well alongside some of the other more food-focused stuff that's on the network.
Mm-hmm. Now, The Unadventures, I believe, was supposed to start the first episode last week and then continue
yep.
this week, but that has been postponed. I understand now that it's going to be running, make sure I have the date right, a week from Wednesday, June 17th.
That is correct. Yeah, we decided just with everything going on in the country right now and wanting to be sensitive to how we were using our social media over the last couple of weeks, we decided to postpone the launch of the show by 2 weeks so that we could kind of give it the launch that it deserves. Obviously, there's still a lot of unrest and a lot of feelings within the country, but we think that these are uplifting, impactful stories. They do feature a host who's a person of color, so we feel like this is an important show for us to get out, and something that we're excited. We just wanted to be sensitive to everything that was going on within the country.
The Unadventurers will be premiering a week from Wednesday on Taste Made Television. Again, it's available on most smart TV sets and smart TV gadgets. And we are talking with one of the executive producers at the service, Jay Holzer. He's live with us from Los Angeles this half hour. On Tomorrow will be televised. Simon Hammond with you live from New York. Good to have you with us. If you have a question or comment or meeting moments with Jay, make the call and make it good. 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Speaking of food television, on Friday's episode, we brought you Dane Neal. He is the food and lifestyle personality at WGN Radio Chicago, who is the host and moderator of another food project that's happening this week, the first ever pay-per-view dealing with barbecue. Barbecue Fitte Club on Fitte TV. That's a separate service available on smart TV sets and devices. It's a pay-per-view deal, and it kicks off with a live event, which is not pay-per-view. The big pay-per-view event is tomorrow. And if you want to find out more from Dane, check out our replay of Friday's episode. That's available at blogtalkradio.com/televised, also on iTunes, Apple TV, the Speaker Podcast app, TuneIn Radio, and iHeartRadio.com. On the latter two websites, if you check out our podcast version, put Tomorrow Be Televised in the search bar, click, and you're in. And you also get our interview with David Madelon, the writer-director of the new Crackle original movie, The Clearing, as we're about a zombie apocalypse situation with Leah McIntyre, a member of the Star Series Spartacus, in the lead role. Jay, you're now in year 8 with Case May. What are some of the new frontiers, programming-wise, that the service is going to do the rest of this year and beyond?
Yeah, we I think after – so obviously we've gone through a huge evolution from short-form social storytelling to full-length episodic TV storytelling. And I think along with that, we've had the opportunity to kind of come up with a couple of key shows that we've taken kind of through that entire life cycle. So for us, for the rest of 2020 and into 2021 – it's really going to be continuing to double down and iterate on those shows that we've seen a lot of success with. So there's a show we have called Struggle Meals, which our host was just Emmy nominated for, that is a it's a cooking show that shows you how to make dishes that are under $2 a plate. And so that's really been one that during the pandemic has really kind of blown up for us. So we're going to continue to double down on that. We have another show that we're really passionate about called Broken Bread that we do with a Los Angeles chef named Roy Choi. That show we're going to be producing new episodes of for air in 2021. And we think that's an important show. It kind of deals with the intersection of food and kind of social issues. And now more than ever, we as storytellers need to be using our platform to kind of spotlight some of the injustices and some of the things that need to change in this country. And we think that show's a really good vehicle for that. And then we're excited about continuing to develop things that allow our audience to have a more regular connection with us. So a show like Broken Bread will do a season of 5 or 6 episodes at a time. But we want to have shows that kind of are a daily thing that people can return to the network for. We have a show called Make This Tonight that is a prior to us kind of shutting down production for the pandemic was a Monday through Friday daily show where we had both nationally famous and kind of local chef friends of ours come through the studio and show their kind of go-to dinner recipes and the stories kind of behind those. So it's a really fun, really useful show. We hope to continue stuff like that throughout the rest of the year and into next year, because those are kind of the building blocks that we're going to build the rest of the network programming on.
And Jay, that Emmy nomination, I believe, is a daytime Emmy Award nomination, which incidentally CBS will be presenting for the first time on broadcast television in a long while, the daytime Emmy Awards later this month. Governor Gavin Newsom of California announced after we went off the air last Friday, and this will be the subject of our second half hour, that as of Friday, there are now guidelines for shows to be either resume production or start production in California, Los Angeles included. What's the Taste Made thinking about the guidelines, and does that help you get TV programming back in action?
It does, yeah. We obviously, like the rest of the city, have been kind of waiting patiently for some of that guidance to come in, but also really kind of spending a lot of time with our own teams thinking about what needs to happen in order for us to all feel comfortable. Obviously, the guidelines that the governor put out are a good step forward and him kind of giving the green light for people to start resuming. But we want to make sure that when our studio opens back up and when we start sending crew on the road, both locally in California and around the country, that we're doing it in a way where safety is kind of first and foremost. So I'm excited that we've kind of been given the green light to at least start kind of moving forward with some of those directions. We are not going to be immediately back in the studio on Friday. We're going to be a little bit more deliberate and take a little bit more time kind of understanding our own interpretation and our own applications of that green light that's been given. But we're excited to do it. And we definitely, like other people in the city, understand that the way we did production is going to have to shift within this new reality. Crew sizes are probably going to need to be smaller. So we're really rethinking both what we're capturing and how we're capturing it in order to kind of take advantage of this opportunity that we've been given to reopen.
Before I let you go, Jay, I wanted to get your thoughts about Food Network Kitchen, which we'll be focusing on Friday, and whether or not that might, for a service like TasteMade, suggest that perhaps a possible future for your service is interactive programming, is the ability to order products and services while you watch the service from an advertiser like Hyundai, or to order food, spices, kitchen utensils, ingredients while you're watching TasteMade programming. Do you see interactivity as part of TasteMade's future?
Absolutely, and we definitely have been watching what they've been doing with Food Network Kitchen. We think it's a really interesting service. We have tried some of that stuff, and we'll continue to try more things. We think there's a really interesting opportunity for us to not necessarily think about that future of interactivity as being one that is app-based like Food Network Kitchen, but being one where we are linking consumers from the television network to a second screen experience. So whether that is a QR code based implementation or a text to get the recipes and ingredients implementation on TV, that's the kind of stuff that I think we're most excited about. But obviously, like the closer we can build a link between the consumer watching on their couch and the consumer getting in the kitchen to make that recipe, the better that's going to be for us.
TasteMade Television, now in year 8 of being on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And one of their new episodes or new series coming up, that's going to be The Unadventures, one more offbeat, unusual series they've come up with, sponsored by Hyundai and your local Hyundai dealer. And that will be starting on Wednesday, June 17th. That's Wednesday, June 17th, the premiere of The Unadventures. For more details about the program and the entire TasteMade TV schedule and TasteMade's other efforts, online, here's where you go, www.tastemade.com. That's www.tastemade.com. Jay Holzer, executive producer there, thank you again for joining us. Congratulations on those Daytime Emmy nominations. Good luck with that. Good luck with The Unadventures and other new shows. And hopefully with this pandemic finally easing, as I said, the Governor Gavin Newsom's efforts to finally get the TV production back in order starting this Friday, then hopefully things back in gear for you, and not only you, but also the other members of the Unscripted Television Fraternity. It's been a pleasure to have you on, and all the very best.
Thanks, Simon. Take care.
You're welcome. All greatest. Jay Holzer, executive producer of TasteMade Television, joining us live from Los Angeles. More tomorrow, we televised coming away with first some fine words from the people at Audible.com. If you're an Oral Roberts fan, and a lot of people are, there's a brand new tale from this weaver of terrific suspense stories. It's called Hideaway, and it's now in audiobook form, and you can get it when you go for a trial run at Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and by far, inspiration. Over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, or iHeartRadio. Just remember, sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, audibletrial.com/televised, and you get 3 free audiobooks, 1 month to try out the service, and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And remember, 2 of those audiobooks come from the fast-growing catalog of Audible Originals. That's original audio productions, best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man performances. And it's all available to you. And don't forget, Audible.com makes a great gift any time of the year for you or someone you love. So make that 1 month trial happen. Get those 3 free audiobooks and do it through audibletrial.com/televised today. This is Tomorrow We Televised. We're the program all about TV's current and future. We are with you every Monday and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. Also available on podcasts on the iRadio Podcast Network. Plus, we're available also on iTunes, Apple TV, and the Spreaker Podcast app. And don't forget, Friday on our program, we will have the co-creators, husband and wife team, behind the new Netflix series, The Healing Power of Dude, Erica Spottis, and Sam Lettenberg-Weisberg. And then we will focus on Food Network Kitchen and the impact it is already having both on the food world and the interactive television world with the Discovery Senior Vice President and General Manager overseeing that service, Tyler Whitworth. And finally, from the popular and fast-growing smart TV service LiveX Live, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Robert Ellen. All Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. When we come back, New York City, it's time to produce television again. And not just New York City, but all over the country. And Rick Webb, our friend from Philadelphia, love to hear your thoughts. So maybe you can jump in with a phone call. We'd love to hear you. All coming up after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio, Spreaker, and TuneInRadio.com. Remember, all three together reach over 40 million listeners around the world every month and growing. And TuneIn Radio is your host for the ongoing Coronavirus News Channel. Get reports 24/7 from all around the world how this pandemic is hitting people either near you or far away from you. And there's also special original podcasts and other great original material. It's the way to keep in touch with how this pandemic is going and how it is getting licked. The Coronavirus News Channel, 24/7. Tune in radio at tunein.com. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow Televised, the program all about the tubes. I'm Al Bellamy, live from New York. 76 degrees at the top of the hour. And now, an extended comment. As mentioned near the top, this is the first day of the revitalization, the rebuilding, the relaunching, the reopening, however you want to say it, of New York City. After 100 days of lockdown, of people being, you know, having to adopt new habits that hopefully will become extinct habits, like wearing a mask and social distancing. Finally, people are getting back to work in this city in a big way. 400,000 people alone today, and that's phase one. And hopefully phase two, other businesses will be back and running, including stationery stores, which will allow us to do our popular classic trivia question of the week and bring that back once again, hopefully to stay. What's been very interesting to me in this entire situation is how over these last 100 days, not just in New York, not just in Hollywood, not just in Chicago, but all over the United States and the world, TV, which has been essential to showcasing the world what this pandemic is all about and what it isn't, by the way, and more recently in the last 2 weeks, the protests here in the United States and now all over the world, dealing with racial injustice, dealing with efforts of the police department, and so forth, how TV has been deemed non-essential to the point where TV production, for the most part, has been stopped. Well, as we mentioned earlier, half hour, after 2 weeks of delay, Governor Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, finally has released the guidelines for television production companies, the networks, production studios, independent producers to either start television production up or to resume TV production, scripted and unscripted, live, tape, film, whatever, as early as this Friday. It's taken a long time to do it, and finally, it's available. And it comes a few weeks after a lot of the world has resumed TV production, from England to Spain to New Zealand to the Philippines to Iceland. Finally, somebody has paid attention to how essential TV is. Before I go further, keep this fact in mind. Hundreds of thousands of jobs in Los Angeles, throughout California, in New York, in Atlanta, in Miami, in Texas, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Denver, in Salt Lake City, in Chicago, and elsewhere. Hundreds of thousands of jobs are directly and indirectly linked to TV being produced. And that brings me to New York. Because in the 100 days that we have been dealing with this pandemic, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio have not uttered one word in public over when TV becomes essential again to produce in New York City and New York State. Not one word. Never mind that Ando Castillo, the head of the mayor's office of media entertainment, who got into the job last year, has been working feverishly with the Writers Guild, the Directors Guild, the Screen Actors Guild, the unions in New York City and New York State, independent producers, the television networks, etc., to come up with the same kind of guidelines that California's come up with so that when TV can be produced again, it can be done safely, it can be done in a coronavirus pandemic-free environment that everybody can be comfortable with and sensitive to. And yet, despite her efforts, despite Tyler Perry's efforts to start TV production at his studio complex outside Atlanta next month, despite efforts made by the guilds themselves all over the place with their membership, not one statement from either Governor Cuomo or Mayor de Blasio about getting TV production back. And that also despite the fact that the popular actress Mary Stuart Masterson has now gotten into the business of creating a television studio in upstate New York. And that she is now in an area which is now in phase two of that four-step process to whatever the normal is going to be for this state and this country post-pandemic. She's in great position to make TV happen and maybe draw business away from New York City. Well, now that California has given the green light with their guidelines, which I understand have also been passed along to Governor Cuomo, start date for them is this Friday. It is time for our two New York State government leaders and city government leaders, Cuomo, de Blasio, to stand up and declare it's time to produce TV again. Never mind the phasing, never mind the stats. They've said so much in the last 100 days about working on the facts and working on the data. Well, here's the facts and the data in a nutshell. TV is an essential service. It is also a great way to expand diversity on television and diversity in the United States. And people around the country want to come to New York State and New York City to produce television that features and is produced by people of color. And one more time, hundreds of thousands of jobs are linked to television. From the crafts of making television, to the restaurants, to the construction workers, to all sorts of shops that provide products and services that are used in the making of television. And it's time to stop avoiding that situation. That's the facts, Governor Cuomo. That's the facts, Mayor de Blasio. Get with the program. We have the guidelines based on those facts, based on that data, to get TV production off the ground. What are you waiting for? It's disgraceful that TV production is not happening. I want to say one more fact again. I think I mentioned this in an earlier program, that when the pandemic, New York, 70 to 75 original scripted shows were in production or about to go into production, the most that New York City has had in decades, and the most ever since New York City had the wherewithal and the smarts to create a mayor's office of media entertainment in the first place. It's time to bring TV production back. Let's not wait another day, another week, another month. There are people in this city and in this state that want to make television. They want to make television that involves people of color. They want to make television that expands the medium. And not only do they want to expand the medium, they want to expand the technology. Let me also remind you of another fact, that WarnerMedia was about to launch its Innovation Lab, which will have a lot to do with the future of HBO Max, the latest mega programming service to launch. It may have a lot to do with how interactive television evolves the medium, how 5G evolves the medium, how next-gen television evolves the medium. And when you close the curtain for their shutdown, that facility was very close to launching after over a year of preparation. Let's get it up and running. And let's get that production center in Industry City here in New York and Netflix's studio complex in Williamsburg in Brooklyn up and running. It's interesting, Governor Cuomo has been saying a lot lately that New York City and New York State has done more than flatten the curve. They bent the curve. In my opinion, they squashed the curve. And so have many, many more cities. And it's amazing to me that Georgia and Florida and other states around the country that a month, more than a month ago, made the plunge to open and reopen their businesses have done really well. They have not had the spread. They have not had what Governor Cuomo has called the spike. And in fact, earlier today at his press conference, Governor Cuomo said he thinks the spike is not going to happen again. So frankly, there is no excuse by Governor Cuomo, by Mayor de Blasio, by other government officials, not to have TV back and producing in New York, city and state, now. Rest my case. Oh, one more thing. And if it's time for New York City to do it, it's also time for Chicago. It's time for Miami. It's time for Atlanta beyond Tyler Perry. It's time for Texas. It's time for Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's time for San Francisco. It's time for most major cities and states that have a TV background to also follow the lead with New York, get off the beam, follow California, and let's get moving and make TV production happen. And let's bring more diversity to television. Sooner the better. Now I rest my case. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Please enclose your name and where you're from. And Rick Webb, if you are still in the sound of the voice, I know you're in the chat room. Give us a call, 646-652-2906. Love to hear what you have to say. You're based in Philadelphia, which, by the way, was the home of Servant, one of the first acclaimed series on Apple TV, which was produced there. And another city, by the way, along with Washington, D.C., that could also use the business of resumed television production, again using guidelines that provide a safe environment for TV to get produced. So I'd love to hear from you, and whether by email, by social media, by Facebook, by Twitter, I do respond in 24 hours. And incidentally, we're going to keep track of what television shows and projects decide to open or reopen or start production up again on Friday. And we'll have a lead news note about that on Friday's program. Alrighty, we're going to wait another 30 seconds. If anyone would like to call and give their thoughts in, love to hear from them. While I wait for them, and before we tell you again about Friday's episode and sign things off for the day, I want to remind you that in addition to doing this program, I also write for Media Village. That is the media leadership website, and I'm doing quite a few columns for them over the last few weeks. More recently, I did a column about the Disney Virtual Roadshow that was put together about a week and a half ago and is being circulated among not only the press but also advertising agencies across the land. And also, I'm also going to be working on a panel, a leadership conference panel that Jack Mines will be doing. He's the head of Media Village. We'll be doing tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. You can still get involved. If you'd like to hear that panel, go to MediaVillage.com, sign up for it. And while you're at it, check out the other leadership panels And these are conversations that Media Village has already done and what they will be doing in the month or so ahead. And you also, by the way, during these conversations, you have an opportunity to contribute to charities that are working directly on coronavirus pandemic projects, whether it's the Robin Hood people involved with the Rise Up New York event that did so well, raised over $125 million in one night, or other charities that are doing their best working with the hospital workers, other folks on the front line, first responders, et cetera, to lick this pandemic. And we are licking it, by the way. And congratulations to all New Yorkers, citywide, statewide, for what they've done to really lick this pandemic. And we're really close. As I said, we are on the way toward the big light at the end of the tunnel where we won't have to wear a mask, where we won't be doing social distancing. That will be a past-based conversation, never to be revived again. So let's stay with it, folks. And by the way, I also want to say, too, I think Governor Cuomo is exactly right on this. If you're protesting here in New York City, get tested. Don't leave it to the other person. Get tested. Let's not cause that spike. Whether you wore a mask or not in the recent protests of the last week, the test. There are new places in New York City, throughout the state, city and state, where you can go get tested. It's easy. It's simple. It's painless. Go for it. You'll be very glad you did. All right, that will do it for today's edition of Marvin Tarlow. Again, thank you to Jay Holzer of Pacemade Television for coming aboard. The new series that they're working on, sponsored by Hyundai, is called The Unadventurers. Premieres on Wednesday, June 17th. And more details about the program online, www.pacemade.com. Friday on Marvin Tarlow Live, big 90-minute show for you. We will have, from the new Netflix series, The Healing Power of Dude, co-creators and husband and wife team, Emily Spackett and Sam Lindbergh-Weisberg. From Food Network Kitchen, Discovery Senior Vice President and General Manager of Direct Consumer Services, Tyler Whitworth, and from the popular new smart TV service, LiveX Live, Chairman and Chief Executive, Robert Allen. Plus, we'll update you on the situation with resuming TV production in California. If you came in late on today's program or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage. It's there for you. And all of our episodes, all so far this year. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And remember, anytime you like, check us out on podcast at iTunes, Apple TV, the Spreaker Podcast app, TuneIn.com, and iHeartRadio.com. And with those latter two websites, put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar on the home screen, click, and you get our episodes right then and there. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about Pacemade TV and how they see food television and where it's going? And what do you think about this whole idea of getting New York TV and other production centers in the United States back on track with television production and its possibilities for expanding TV diversity? Love to hear from you. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. I do respond within 24 hours. You can also follow me on Facebook and find me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. On Twitter, when there's like special television events or breaking news, I do tweets. So you can check us out. Over 720 people do, and we really appreciate all of you listening and taking the tweets and responding as well. You got a chance. Same thing with Facebook also. So thank you for that. And remember, we do respond to what you have to say. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate is Mando Lin. Andy Toh is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sondberg, executive content producer and head of content. The co-founders of this enterprise are Al Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible.com will transform the way you hear the world. For three free audiobooks and a one-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. Make a great gift for you or someone you love. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Monday and your week. We are back on Friday, 90-day edition. It all kicks off at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you have to do now and then, please make it safe, make it great, and don't forget, we're living this pandemic now and forever. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.